Hello and welcome to Dunktown, the podcast where we learn about basketball one game at a time. I'm Anastasia.
And I'm Agata.
And today we don't have a guest, but we are in the same room as producer Gabe.
Hey. Hi. Thanks for having me in the same room as you guys.
Of course. Of course. You got to be a little closer to the mic. I know you're out of practice. You sounded far away. I mean, this is crazy. We're finally all back in the room.
Yeah.
The same room.
The
same
last room. Time we saw you in person was February of 2020 when you came for all Podstar weekend.
The Airbus show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was some time ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A long ass time
that
ago.
That was such a good time.
That was really fun.
Do you think that you started COVID by coming here then?
I think about that sometimes as well. But I guess that's a possibility.
Well, you know what? It was worth it.
But you're back. Gabe and Andrea came to LA for a little trip, brought little Louie. You might hear a little clip clop in the background as Louie pods around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. We're so excited to be back. I missed you guys so much.
Aww, I missed you.
And actually, I looked, and the last time we were all in the same room recording a podcast together was more than 2 years ago, in June of 2019.
What?
And it was for our peanut butter and jelly dinner episode.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
That was so long ago.
I mean, you lived in a different house.
I lived in a different house at the time. And we were sick afterwards.
I felt like I was going to die, which I don't know why my reaction was so dramatic.
I mean, your body rejected the PB&J dinner.
I love peanut butter. I love jelly.
Yeah.
I've never had that reaction before. I think it was just the sheer amount.
Yeah, we ate so much. Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But I loved every minute of it.
I pulled up a screenshot of the calendar entry for that day, and I think Anastasia called it PBJ dinner, and I think that's what created this like titling format for these
series.
Shows. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Because now this episode is called Candy Dinner. And there is a podcast called Candy Dinner.
Yeah. And we want to, you know, we're not ripping off the show.
No.
You know, it just happens to fit the name of our series of food related episodes.
Yeah. We don't mean to step on anyone's toes. It's a format we set up and we cannot change it. Yeah.
It's actually illegal to change it. So we do want to invite Matt and Iffy onto the show if they want to as I almost said severance. That's the wrong word.
So we're firing them. But as severance, they can be on the show.
Yes. So
no, but I think we could also do a candy episode with them because, you know, candy is a huge part of the NBA.
That's true. That's true. That's what we have to lean on.
I can't believe I witnessed that pro segue.
Gabe is just standing up and clapping after everything we say.
It's just excited to be
out of the computer.
Yeah.
I feel like you two have like grown so much as podcasters in the 2 years since we've been doing this. And it's like just a wonder to witness in person. You guys are like
seasoned
professional podcasters now.
Stop. But keep going.
I mean, I wasn't fishing, but I love what I caught.
I was just thinking about like our old show, Trends with Benefits, and like, I'm like, I've been podcasting for so long now. Like,
it's wild.
Nonstop since the beginning of that. And then we've been doing this for 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm basically Mark Maron over here.
Yeah.
Who are your guys? Who are your guys?
I'm kind of hating the transition of you into Mark Maron. I mean, I'm like, stop playing blues guitar, Agata.
Can I just say you two are my guys?
Aww. Gabe. I mean, this is the guys, this table right here.
And like, Louie and Andrea.
Yeah, I mean, Andrea has to be one of your guys, right?
Oh yeah, she's my main guy.
Okay, I'll try not to be offended by that. I like to be number one in everyone's guy list.
Also, we're trying to make Andrea our number one guy as well.
That's true. So,
you know.
Uh-oh, Gabe's getting mad.
No, I was just thinking when Marc Maron starts his own social network, he'll have a section called Top 8 Guys.
That's a little joke for all of you old people who had MySpace.
Yes, if you're part of Generation Z,
Generation Z,
you're not going to know what we're referencing.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, we call it Generation Z.
Yeah. Generation Z is also the title of my horror zombie movie.
Is the T also a plus sign?
Yes, it is.
That's
it
like, because there's a show on HBO called Generation, but I think there's something weird like that where it's like the T is a, it's like, okay, we get it.
All right, you didn't have to stylize this.
Yeah, what am I watching? Genera plus Ion?
It might just be like the way it looks on the cover, but it might be weird.
Gabe, you did that so fast in your head.
Oh yeah, it's math. Words is math.
All right, let's get on to the topic at hand.
Very serious.
We just gobbled up.
Gorged.
We gorged.
Gorged.
Gabe has a new drop.
Gorged.
And we said, Gabe, is that you? And he said, no, it's Goofy. But I'm not convinced. Do a gorge.
Gorge.
See, it identical. Sounds like you, yeah.
No, I really pulled this from a clip of Goofy.
Wow. Amazing.
I'm just Goofy, I guess.
Who did Goofy fuck to make Max?
Oh yeah, who's Max's mom? We don't know, do we?
I don't know.
Gabe, come on.
I bet the internet has some kind of lore about this, right?
I need to know who
Gabe is Googling it.
Who let Goofy fuck?
Who did Goofy fuck?
Who did Goofy fuck to make Max? Goofy, there's a Reddit thread. Goofy's the only Disney character that has had sex.
That's funny.
Mrs. Goof? Wait,
what?
It's just a picture of an armchair. You can't even see her. She appeared in the 1950s produced cartoon shorts in which her husband Goofy was depicted as a family man.
Oh.
In all of her appearances, her face was unseen.
Rude.
Interesting.
Why couldn't they show her face?
Wait, so people thought she was dead, but that no one has ever confirmed that. When asked about the subject of Max's mother, Disney's guest services once declared that there'd be no definitive answer as to who Max's mother is and where Mrs. Goofy went.
Okay, this is a mystery.
I found that very hard to follow.
Well, and it's like kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Who is this
did
woman?
She disappear? Why don't they have an answer?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Is she Max's mom or was there another woman?
Yeah, he had a one-night stand after Mrs. Goofy died.
He hit the bar like every cowboy in an old movie.
Yeah.
To drink his sorrows away. And then, you know, he's ready to go. He's bonered out. And then he picks up the bartender.
Uh-huh. Takes her home.
And, you know, plants a little Max seed inside of her.
He doesn't even know her name.
That's why they're ashamed of his like philandering.
Yeah. And then 9 months later, or maybe a little bit more, let's say 12 months later, maybe he's 2 months old, a little Max is in a basket on his doorstep, like three men and a baby.
Gorge.
Guess I'll keep it.
And then Goofy's like, good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Do you know this reference?
No.
It's
Is
three
it
men
Mama
and a
Mia?
No, it's three men and a baby.
Oh.
Anyways, we solved the mystery.
Did we? I feel like I have more questions now.
Oh. Well,
we'll have to do a Patreon up about it because we've got some candy stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we got a whole lot of candy to talk about.
Wait, I do have a confession before we move on. I'm Max's mom.
Oh, I mean, this actually makes sense because you're like, oh, who is it? I don't know. Yeah. Who could it be?
I'm trying to throw suspicion off of me, but you guys caught me.
Yeah, just circled right back.
And he was like, gorge, gorge, gorge.
Gorge.
That's hot.
Oh, man. I can't wait till the aliens find the tapes of this show long after humanity's gone. They have to hear that.
They have to decipher our ramblings. They're like, God, what does gorsh mean?
Yeah. What idiots.
There's like scholars in their universities trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so picture this. Agata and I are near UCLA. We're waiting to see a film, In the Heights.
A Lin-Manuel Miranda classic. Lip bite.
And we're walking around this lovely little neighborhood, and we see a old-timey candy store.
Mm.
And we're like, candy, yum, let's go have a look.
Got some time to kill.
All let's of a look sudden, at it. A beam of light shines down on a stack of Oreos, and on the cover of the Oreos, it says NBA Dynasty.
It was like we were Moses in the desert.
Yeah.
And we found it.
Yeah. And we picked it up, ran out of store, didn't pay.
Yeah, they chased us down the street.
Yeah,
they
finally.
Like, ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
I was like, fine, here's some money. And then we shoved it all into my purse and went to go see our movie. Did not get caught by the theater people.
They literally didn't even ask for our tickets.
That's true.
It was a special screening, but you were supposed to bring your, like, show them your ticket on your phone. Nobody ever asked us.
No, we just walked right in. They handed us popcorn and we sat down.
Yeah. It was great. VIP experience.
Wonderful experience. So we were like, hell, players love candy. Mm-hmm. We have documentation of many players who have declared their love for candy. Let's do a whole candy episode.
Yeah. We got Dwight Howard, Ben Simmons,
LaMelo Ball.
Oh, we'll get to it, guys.
Okay. Oh. Sorry, Daddy.
I'm going to hand it over to you, Gabe. You can drive this train.
Okay. At some point we should go over all the different candy we ate, but maybe we'll take a break in the middle of the presentation to do that. Does that
sound
good?
Sounds like a great idea.
Okay. Well, we can start with Ben Simmons, because he's the one we've talked about the most on this show.
Yes.
Simmons.
Famously has a candy kitchen, mm-hmm. candy room mm-hmm. in his house. Should we rewatch that one?
Let's watch it. It's short, I think.
The other cool thing we have down here is the candy kitchen. We have a bunch of different assortments of candy down here that you don't usually find.
What's your favorite, bro?
My favorite go-to? I'm Australian, so I like my flakes.
Wow. Ooh.
Flakes, those are my go-to.
Flakes are British, so.
Yeah.
That's just chocolate.
It's like
it's just chocolate.
Yeah, it's just chocolate.
Milk chocolate.
Yeah.
Milk chocolate.
It's like a Hershey's or something.
No, it's not like Hershey's.
It's like Flake.
It's like Flake.
Yeah. No comparison.
That was an insult.
Well, people around the world are very disgusted by Hershey's chocolate.
Yes.
I feel like I will still eat it, even though I like, I like the Cadbury. I like the Milka.
Yeah.
It's better for sure, but I'm not going to turn down a Hershey's chocolate.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Yeah.
It's different, but it's good. It does taste
just very slightly like barf, but it's still good.
Yeah. Ben Simmons is on the Philadelphia 76ers.
For now.
As at time of recording. And Hershey's is from Pennsylvania.
Right.
Okay.
So he probably couldn't say anything too bad about Hershey's or he'd get kicked out of the state.
May still happen.
I mean, okay. What's this other club?
Yeah.
Oh, so here's the thing. Ben Simmons had bought a new house.
Wow.
A $17.5 million house in, I forgot to write it down. Somewhere else, gated community. So I have a little video of what that house looks like. Maybe we can see where his new candy kitchen will go.
Hell yeah. Wow. It's massive.
Very fancy.
God. Why do you need a room that big? Oh, that's nice. There's like a pool and like an outdoor room.
So a garage with wait,
that car was just like in the house.
Yeah,
like Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Nice.
Maybe that's where the candy kitchen would go.
Yeah,
but next to the car.
These in chandelier. The car.
What is that? These fucking mice. Okay, I mean it's gorgeous, obviously.
Yeah.
Ugh, now I'm jealous. Why can't I have that house?
Please. Fine.
Okay. She's gotta go.
You just
play.
Had to ask. Yeah, that house is bonkers. Clearly he hasn't moved in yet, right? That was like the for sale thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know as of this point, but maybe as of the time that video was recorded, that was just like with the previous owners.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So I'm thinking the candy. So it was very open plan, that house. Like I know
in L.A.
Oh, yes.
Hidden Hills.
Wow.
Where is that? Good luck finding it. It's hidden.
That's it. Seems like a house they would sell on Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
Then maybe they did. I mean, he seems like the type who would hit up Christine and the gang to find them a house.
So I'm thinking the candy kitchen is not a kitchen. It's just a trail of candy that goes through the house since it's so open plan.
There's like a hidden drawer in every room.
Yeah.
Like selection.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah.
You're never too far away from candy.
Okay. So Dwight Howard, of course, you brought him up famously. Used to be a huge candy addict.
Yeah.
I found this quote here from ESPN. Skittles, Starbursts, Rolos, Snickers, Mars Bars, Twizzlers, Almond Joys, Kit Kats, and oh, how he loved Reese's Pieces. ESPN's Baxter Holmes wrote of Howard. He'd eat them before lunch, after lunch, before dinner, after dinner, and like any junkie, he had stashes all over. In his kitchen, his bedroom, his car, a fix always within reach.
Oh my
God.
He was such a candy addict.
That's what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
He had to kick it. He had to eventually kick the habit.
Wow. I find this relatable because I also love candy, but I don't often allow myself to buy it and put it in my house because it will just disappear.
I mean, it almost ruined his career.
Yeah.
And kicking candy helped his career. Like, he's doing so much better now. So I guess that's a lesson to all of us.
Stop eating candy.
Well, everything in moderation, right? Mm.
I did find a video from back in the day where Dwight was sent a special, I don't know, gift from a candy company. Let's take a look.
Whoa, a Skittles pinball machine.
What? There's the Skittles logo on it. Oh! That's really cool.
That's really cool.
I want that.
It's got a picture of him kissing his muscles.
I want to play it. Oh, he's wearing a fucking, like,
cape
with Skittles all over it.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Skittles pinball.
I hope he still has that in his house.
Yeah. But maybe he had to get rid of it so he doesn't get
trigger his craving.
He's just licking the side of the machine because it has Skittles on it. Wow.
That made me really want to play pinball.
We should. There's a couple good places around here.
Waltz
being one of them.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Lamar Odom also...
Classic candy head.
Here's a little clippy clip.
On Kardashian. Oh, is this from the Kardashians?
It's not.
Okay.
Lamar Odom is quite simply the candy man. I'm the supplier on the team. If you need that candy fix, I got it.
Man, every day in the morning.
This is Trevor Ariza.
Three bags of candy, you know, on the bus.
He brings candy to the plane.
Pau Gasol.
When we go on the shoot around, he got bags of candy.
He brings so much that he offers to everybody because I don't think he can eat it all by himself.
Odom's sweet tooth has now become a fanatical obsession.
Hershey's white chocolate cookies and cream.
Oh, I love those.
4 or 5 packs of those a day.
Ah!
Swirls,
that's too much.
Watermelon, now latest.
Sometimes after the game, too.
He was eating candy while he was talking and almost spit up candy.
They talked about it on the Kardashians, too, how he just had like a really like, you know, like a toddler's diet.
Wow. That's wild.
Yeah.
Can you, I would crash. I mean, that's why you have to keep eating it all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, your body would get used to it, but it just seems crazy. Like for a professional athlete, that's at like the top of his game. To
right.
Be, like ingesting that much candy. But like, I mean, I guess for Dwight, like, yeah, he had to get rid of it to keep playing.
I mean, as an old person, as an official old person, I want to say that I've noticed, like, I need to, like, actually fuel my body.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just eat garbage all the time because I essentially get, like, a hangover situation. Not like I have a headache, but it's just, like, I can't, you know, do as much in a day if I'm not, you know.
And right.
So I'm sure for athletes, like, if you're really young, you're eating candy all the time. It's not a big deal. And then all of a sudden you hit like 30, your late 20s or 30s and it's like you hit a wall.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, you feel like you're invincible when you're like, you know, in your early 20s.
Yeah.
For sure. And you're like, why would anyone eat vegetables when you can have pizza?
Well, and they're like rich. So they're like ice cream for dinner.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's like Home Alone too.
Yeah, exactly.
At all times. And that makes sense. But like, yeah, you're right. Once you get to like 30, you're like, oh, I feel like shit if I only eat pizza.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta give your body like, it's such a bummer.
I know, it is a bummer.
Ugh.
Getting old sucks.
It sucks. It sucks. Don't do it, you guys.
Yeah.
Stay young forever.
Yeah. What do we got?
I think I'll just play this really quick clip real quick. We've watched it on the show before, I think, but then we can get into talking about what the candy we ate.
Yeah.
And then we'll watch the rest after that. Okay. We've seen this on the show before. This is just LeBron.
Not rushing. Understanding.
He's on the bench.
He's eating a
Twizzler. It looks like a red vine.
Yep. Just eating a red vine during a game.
Mid game.
Lakers are going to go to 18-0
and red vine.
Wait, he took it from that woman.
You know, too, that stage of his career where it really doesn't have to score like
who is that?
Because you have to.
Either asked for or was offered a red vine from this woman sitting near him.
Can you imagine just eating your game time snack and LeBron comes over and is like, "Can I get one of those?"
I would be like, "Whatever you want."
A game.
What?
Did you say you'd say no?
No, I'd say how could you say
no? Oh. For a second, I was like,
Anastasia was about to
leave my home.
No, you couldn't. It'd be impossible.
It'd be impossible.
Like, it's like the second quarter. He just ran to the bench. He catches your eye.
Yeah,
you're chomping away, and
you got
and he gives
six
you,
or seven red vines in your mouth.
Yeah, and he's giving you that look. That's like, can I get one of those?
Yeah.
Yeah, how could you possibly say no?
No, you can't.
I was going to say, can I ask, do you guys have a side in the Twizzlers v. Red Vines debate?
Red Vines.
You know, I don't eat them enough. Like, that's just not my type of candy.
I agree. Like, I'm never going to pick that.
Mm.
But I would say I eat Red Vines more because I just think it's like in movie theaters and stuff more. But if I want that type of candy, my favorite is Trader Joe's has these strawberry licorice bites.
Mm.
And it's the same chewiness as a red vine, which I really like. So
that sounds good. Yeah, I agree. That's never going to be like my top choice of buying candy. But between the two of them, I definitely like red vines better. There's something about like, I don't know, like the flavor, like the freshness.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Twizzlers sometimes are hard.
Yeah, I hate that when they're like hard and crumbly.
I hate it
too. Like flavor. Sometimes they're a little flavorless. Like I think once they get stale, it tastes like nothing.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, I think I like Red Vines better. I think just being a West Coast guy, I think that's where Red Vines are more prevalent. Mm. But I'm gonna say I like them both.
Gabe, you should try the strawberry Trader Joe's ones.
Oh, I'm sure I'd love them. I love licorice.
Okay, well, maybe we'll make a trip if you're good.
Please.
Okay, so we just ate a bunch of candy.
That's right.
And I'm just going to start at the top of the list in order of what we ate.
Yeah.
Okay, so we started with two types of Pocky. If you don't know, Pocky is a Japanese treat. And it's essentially a little like breadstick. Like a cracker stick.
It's like
something.
A cookie stick.
Cookie stick. And it's like dipped in a coating. So yeah,
like the classic one is chocolate, but there's like a million different flavors. Nuts, strawberry.
Yeah.
Every fruit you could possibly think of.
So we got cookies and cream. And then when I was in Phoenix, me and my sister went to an H Mart and I saw one that had no explanation for what was on it.
It's in Japanese.
It was in Japanese. Yeah. So no explanation in English, I guess I should say. And all I saw was like a little bottle of milk and what looked like caramel or butter. And it ended up being fermented butter chocolate.
Mm. It's good.
So of the two, did you have a favorite?
Definitely that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cookies and cream. It sucked. I hated it.
It was bad.
What? Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It was definitely the bottom of my list.
I think it was the bottom of my list.
Surprising because, you know, I love cookies and cream flavoring. Cookies and cream ice cream is one of the best flavors.
It's one of the
best. It's number one for me.
Wow. I love it. But this didn't taste like that.
It kind of didn't have much flavor.
Yeah. There was no cream, no cookies, just like some vague sweetness.
Mm-hmm. And the butter one was weird in a good way. Like, it had something. It tasted like chocolate, first and foremost. But it was, like, had some
dimension.
Dimension to it. Very buttery, very tasty. And maybe with, like, a hint of sourness or something. I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. But it was very good.
It was good. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next thing we ate was the NBA Dynasty Oreos.
Mm-hmm.
So that was also like we followed the cookies and cream with actual like amazing cookies and cream taste. Right.
Yeah. And each if you're not aware, each one has a different team on it. So I pulled out the Celtics.
I pulled out the Bulls.
I got the Warriors.
And then there's also Lakers. They're like dynasty teams who have won a bunch of championships.
Andrea got the Heat.
Yep. Oh, right. Yeah. So, you know, it's fun. It's fun to be like, who am I going to get? And they have a lot of cream in them, although they don't say double stuff.
But they're more than normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just had a normal Oreo yesterday and it was at least double the stuff.
Whoa.
2X.
2X stuff.
I love when they just get crazy. They're like quadruple, quintuple stuff.
Is there another? So Oreos, they've gone mad in the last 10 years and have all different kinds of flavors. Do you have another Oreo that you love?
I don't really mess with the other Oreos.
Really?
No. Golden or regular is what I do. And like, I guess I've had like the like ones where the cream is a different color.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But I've never been tempted to buy like caramel apple Oreos or cherry cola Oreos.
Birthday cake.
Yeah. I don't think I've tried those.
I feel like I've tried a lot of them and they're pretty good, but I would never choose them over just a regular or golden or I like the holiday ones that are dipped in white chocolate.
Ooh.
Yummy.
I've never had those.
It's really good.
Regular Oreos and golden Oreos are both hard to beat. Like they're so perfect. You kind of, whenever they do extra stuff, it's sometimes too much.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the peanut butter ones and they're good, but I'm never going to like choose to buy them, you know?
Right. It's like a hat on hat.
It's a Unga Pacha.
They already have Nutter Butters. You can have a Nutter Butter.
Yeah. And Nutter Butters are great.
Yeah.
Okay. So next, we go back to Japan for...
We're traveling all over the world.
Yeah. I guess we forgot to mention, like, these are international and all over, you know, the U.S. We wanted to try ones that were, like, not common in California, too. So we went... We got strawberry Kit Kats from Japan.
Yummy. I love flavored Japanese flavored Kit Kats. I tried many of them and I found that the strawberry ones were one of my favorites just because like it doesn't taste like what the artificial strawberry taste flavoring that we have here in the US. It's like it tastes more like accurate to like a real strawberry. You have the like tanginess.
Yeah, it's like kind of tart but also sweet.
Yeah. And it's just delicious. I love it.
Yeah, it was great. No complaints. We all love that one.
And they were like minis, which I actually think I would prefer Kit Kats to always be that size. Because I personally don't want like a giant hunk, you know. They usually come in with like five bars or whatever. This was two little bars. It was perfect size and great flavor.
Yeah. Delicious.
Okay, so the next one Gabe did not participate in. There's a Japanese candy, or I don't even know if it's Japanese, actually. Milkita candies. They do have them in Japan, but I don't know where it's from.
Indonesia.
Oh, nice.
Oh, fun.
So these were banana shake flavored. And they're like little hard candies, but once you start sucking on them, they become kind of chewy.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I just saw on your Google that it said that they're made with sweetened condensed milk, which I'm like, hell yes.
Nice.
Sign me up. One of my favorite ingredients for dessert. It was good. I love a banana flavored dessert.
And it wasn't over again. American banana flavored candy usually sucks.
Yeah.
But this wasn't overwhelming. It wasn't weird. It was like very mild and sweet and delicious.
Yeah. It tasted very similar to in Korea, they have banana milk that you can just buy at like 7-Eleven. And I became obsessed with it when I was there. Like I would drink one every single day. Sorry, Gabe. I know you're holding back your vomit.
No, I famously don't like bananas.
Famously.
For new listeners.
This morning, I was making smoothies for me and Andrea. And we were talking about like how good bananas are in smoothies because it just adds like a nice consistency and a sweetness. And the whole time, Gabe is over in the corner going, nope. I disagree.
Well, you're right. Banana smoothie is great. It makes it perfect.
Yeah. Okay. So next we ate a Goo Goo cluster.
Goo Goo Gaga, baby, need diaper change.
We all changed our diapers and then took a bite.
It tasted like a Snickers bar. It's like, it's the same ingredients basically.
Yeah. It's like nougat. We got the original flavor. There's a bunch of different flavors, apparently. We got the original has nougat, caramel, peanuts, and it's all covered in chocolate. I looked it up. They're from Tennessee originally, and they're just not
just
common.
Just like me, Al Gore.
Whoa, Al Gore's here all of a sudden.
I love a Goo Goo cluster.
Did you invent the internet, by the way?
I invented the internet and Goo Goo Cluster.
Wow. So because you had to sell Goo Goo Clusters
was
somehow?
Goo Goo Clusters before or after Snickers? Because I feel like that makes a huge difference.
Oh, I don't know. I think maybe Goo Goo came first.
Because baby.
Anyway, I got to go.
Okay. Wow. Well, you actually go out the window because we don't want the neighbors to see you.
Very well.
Okay. Bye.
Goo Goo Clusters, we Googled it and it did say named after the sound a baby makes. Which is weird that Al Gore wanted to name it that.
I can confirm that is the reason.
I thought you left.
I came back just to confirm.
we closed the window after you left.
Well, bye.
How did you get back inside the house?
Do you want me to come back and answer that?
Wow. Al Gore, does Al Gore have a key to your plane?
He does. I forgot to tell you.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
It's in the lockbox.
He watches my place when I'm out of town sometimes. He's reliable. Look. So the Google cluster, I liked it. It was kind of familiar. It did taste like a lot of other candies I've had before, but I thought it was good.
I thought it was a little too sweet. And this, I think, was the point in the tasting where I was like, I don't know how much more sugar I want.
Yeah,
we did. Yeah, we did. We should have spread it out more, maybe a little, because we just ate everything basically all at once. But the Google cluster, it's good. It tastes, if you like a Snickers bar, it tastes like a Snickers bar.
Yeah, I would say it is maybe, yeah, there was like a sweetness to it that was maybe like more overpowering than a Snickers bar, but it also tasted less artificial. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it probably is. I'm assuming, I didn't look it up, but it's probably like less processed and stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like I have that same, like if I buy a Snickers bar, by the end of it, I'm like not loving it. Like it's just too much sugar all at once. So I kind of the same experience that I had with this thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which is like, you know, bite one and two, you're like, hell yeah. Why don't I eat these every single day? And then by the end, you're like, oh yeah, because it's very, very sweet. My mouth is like coated in a layer of sugar.
Yeah, I'm glad we split the, because it's kind of a big circle and we cut it into fours.
Oh yeah, imagine eating the whole thing.
No, I can't.
That would destroy me.
Okay, so the next thing we ate was Ben Simmons' favorite, Flake.
That's right.
So it's a Cadbury candy.
Flake in it. It's British.
It is British. And essentially what it is like a bunch of thin layers of just regular Cadbury chocolate. Kind of piled on each other with like air in between. So it is very flaky and light.
It's very messy, very crumbly. It gets everywhere. Gabe compared it to an Aero bar, which is like, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. It's like, it's just regular ass chocolate with air in it.
Yeah. But I'm just like, why do I want air in my chocolate? Like, just give me a regular, like, chocolate bar.
I mean, I liked the texture of the flake a lot. But I'm just not a fan of just like regular chocolate, like just eating straight up chocolate. Unless it's like, you know, unless it's like a Milka or something. Oof, where it's like, this is like a very special tasting chocolate. Yeah, I guess Cadbury tastes good, but still kind of too much for me. I've had a flake before and I just thought it's good, but I'm just never going to want this.
Yeah, there's a lot better options. I love something, if I'm eating a candy bar, I want like some like crunchy pieces in it or like something fun.
Cornflakes.
Cornflakes.
Then they could keep the name.
That's actually a great idea. There's that Ritter Sport that has cornflakes in it. That's so good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, but like even with like other like European chocolates, like there's so many good options. I would never reach for this first.
Same. So next we had a Coffee Crisp, which is Canadian.
Hello, innit?
That's how Canadians talk.
Top of the border.
Top of the border to you.
Yeah, go to France.
Oh, well, I mean, that works. They speak French in part of the country.
Oui, oui. Did I lose my Canadian accent when I got my American citizenship?
Yeah. Do you want... So,
don't you
quick,
know?
Quick,
no, that's Minnesota.
Quick story. When I was married, my ex-husband was in bands and stuff. And so when he would travel, he would stay at people's houses on their couch. And so when they traveled to the Bay Area, they would stay at our house. So we always, like, at least a few times a month had a band staying with us. And as you can imagine...
What a dream.
I bet it smelled great.
They often smelled really bad. They're all punks and they often... you know, weren't cleaning up after themselves and stuff like that. Often it was like young guys too. But a band from Ontario came and stayed with us, and they were the nicest, sweetest punks I have ever met. And they would be like, thank you so much for letting us stay with you. Sorry for the mess, but we'll pack up and be gone in the morning. And they were just like so sweet, but they had really thick Ontario accents. It was very cute.
That's adorable.
We're eating coffee crisp and crumbling them all over your couch. I'm so sorry about it.
Smarties.
They were great. And they were like, so you like your neighborhood, huh? Like, what's a good restaurant like we could eat for breakfast? They were just like nice dudes, you know?
I don't even have a Timmy's around here.
I mean, it just feels like that seems like the bare minimum when you're like crashing at someone's house. But I'm sure lots of people just didn't give a shit.
Well, I think also like when you're on the road, I think they just get like in this weird mindset where they're just like, this is just another floor I'm staying on, you know? But these guys never lost their humanity.
Yeah.
Anyways, Coffee Crisp, I liked it.
I liked it. It was kind of, I think it, you know, it would be good is like, it kind of speaks to what you were saying about the little Kit Kats being better.
Yes.
It was like, this is like what a too big Kit Kat is like.
Yes.
So maybe a little
similar
version.
Texture to a Kit Kat too. Mm-hmm.
I would love a bite-sized coffee that you could just put it all in your mouth, crunch it up.
I would like that.
I would. I'm saying I would.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, but this, we split it into fours, and I just cannot imagine eating more than what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was a nice, fun texture, crunchy. It felt like very wafery.
Yes.
Which I do enjoy.
Love a wafer.
I love like a caramel wafer. Yummy. Mm. And the coffee part was very, like, it smelled great when you opened it. It tasted nice. It wasn't too overpowering.
No.
But yeah, I only had a quarter chunk, and I still was like, I don't want to eat this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I mean, it could be because we're nearing the end of all this other stuff, and maybe if we had it first, I would have
chomped
it down.
Hey, Canada, don't get on our back saying like, oh, you should have done the Coffee Crisp first.
Oh, no. We don't want Canada mad at us.
No.
We love Canada.
We're giving it a fair chance. It was delicious. It might have been the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if there are bite-sized Coffee Crisps.
I bet that exists.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, like a fun size.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I liked it. And then when I was Googling it, it said that like there was a huge petition that like Canadians started in America, like Canadians that moved down to America who were like, bring Coffee Crisp here. We can't live without it.
Yeah.
And I guess, I mean, I don't see it at like a regular grocery store, but I guess you can buy it in these like random little candy stores.
Yeah. Like I've seen it in the places that also carry Flakes mm-hmm. and Ritter Sport.
Right. Like World Market and like shit like that. Yeah. Where you have to go to get the good selection.
Exactly. Last candy was Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. It's a classic.
Classic.
It's perfect. I took a tiny bite because I couldn't. I didn't want any more sugar at that point. It tasted perfect. That's all I can say about it.
I mean, Reese's is the goat candy. And
goats love it.
Goats love it. And it was especially great for me because growing up, my family, they're all candy freaks, including me. I remember, like, from a very young age, my dad would steal our Halloween candy.
Rude.
And pick out all the good stuff and save it for himself. So it was like, you know, if there was candy in the house, we're fighting over it. And like the great thing about Reese's, which is my top number one candy, is that no one else in my family likes peanut butter. And in fact, my dad would call it peanut crapper.
that shows you exactly how he feels about it. He also calls Harry Potter Harry Crapper.
He kind of has one thing that he returns, one well that he returns to again and again.
He thinks he's very funny. But so because of that, any peanut butter in our house was like, it was safe. Like I could relax. I could exhale and be like, no one will touch my Reese's ever. I don't have to be like, you know, setting up a trap or a hidden camera to figure out like who's gonna eat my like Snickers was a popular one, like the fun size Snickers.
Yeah,
that lasted like 10 minutes in my house,
man.
But those Reese's, they were safe. They were always safe,
and they're so good.
I love the little ones.
Yeah, the little ones are the perfect amount.
Yes. It is annoying that they're individually wrapped.
Yeah.
That's annoying to unwrap every single tiny little one, but I love the ratio in that, and it's so good. And they have ones that are like, you know, they like will try new flavors and stuff, like little, they'll put little, like one of them has Reese's Pieces in it.
Yeah.
I'm like, it doesn't need anything else. It's perfect the way it is.
Yep. I agree.
Sorry, I really went on a rant there. I just love Reese's.
It's okay. I get it. They're amazing. And I like Reese's Pieces too, actually.
They're good. They're very different, though.
They're very different.
There's no chocolate.
No
chocolate. So it's just, you're just dealing with peanut butter and candy coating, which is also good, but I love chocolate.
Yeah. I think with most of these candies that are trying weird things, I just stick to the original. I'm not going to go do the.
Right.
The wild stuff.
Like if Flake would put something more interesting in there, maybe I'd be into that.
Do we want to like rank our favorites? And then I have some NBA players in candy commercials that we can wrap
up with. Fun. Okay, let's just do our top three.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I had an Oreo on my paper and it's now just an oil stain. Okay. I think my top three have got to be Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is just got to be my number one. And then maybe the Kit Kat Strawberry. And then oddly, the Fermented Butter Chocolate Pocky.
I gotta have the Kit Kat strawberry on mine. I'm gonna do Oreos. And I'm gonna do Reese's.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm in the kind of the same boat. I'll say Reese's number one, Oreo number two, and then I guess I'll go, I might go Fermented Butter Pocky as number three with the strawberry Kit Kat. A very close number four. Mm-hmm. And then I got to give Cookies and Cream Pocky the Golden Turd Award.
It was the worst, yeah.
It was surprisingly bad.
Yeah. They really missed the mark on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. So just a few commercials really quick. Here's one from way back in the day.
Ooh. Larry Bird.
Those shorts,
they're so short.
There's a janitor watching him shoot and he's just eating a crunch bar.
And Larry Bird's so distracted by the crunch that he keeps missing. And now this janitor is just like dribbling on him so hard. But he missed the shot.
Because he crunched. Yeah. He distracted him.
Yeah.
The shoe was on the other foot.
Larry's like, got your back, bitch.
I mean, I feel like if this happened in real life, Larry Bird would just be like, shut the fuck up.
You'd be like,
up,
get dude. The, I'm fucking
practicing.
Get the fuck out of here.
Stop standing on the court, crunching it up, holding a mop.
James Harden has his own brand of trolley sour bright gummies called Weird Beards.
Whoa, I've actually had these before.
I want them.
Were they weird?
Well, they look weird. Like they look like him, but the beard part is like a different color from the rest of his head.
You don't have to think about hair when you're eating candy, right?
Yeah, I do. Just kidding. No, it's I thought they were good, but to be honest, I'm not a huge fan of the trolley gummies.
Yeah.
I just don't think they're like they were they had a good texture and they were sour, but they just weren't the flavors I want.
Yeah. I think Haribo beats trolley any day of the week.
Yes.
Trolley, it all just tastes the same.
Yeah. It's all just like sour, which I like, but I don't want like a ton of that. I'll eat like one.
Well, James did do a commercial for the Trolley Corporation.
Let's see.
I assume that they're the parent corporation and own lots of other properties.
You think you can get inside James Harden's head? My head's a fortress.
Oh, God. Maybe you He's like you a Russian doll.
No way.
Maybe I'm in my own head and you're not.
I'm having a one-on-one sour break game with me. You can't stop thinking sour, can you?
This is back when all commercials were like surreal.
That's called being in your head.
It's so weird.
Trolley, weirdly awesome.
That's so funny. We were all saying trolley, and I guess it's trolley.
Trolley. That's a terrible name.
Weird commercial. Did not like it. I didn't like that his beard was playing guitar.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're right. There's like an era of all these commercials that are just like, how like weird can you be? Or like, it's like stoner shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, oh, this is so random and I'm high, so it's cool.
Yeah. But like, it is bad. Yeah. Like, it really, like, I don't know. I think
James Harden did a good job. He sounded natural. He didn't sound like he was acting.
He was fine, yeah.
Maybe he didn't know they were going to do all those things to his head.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he knew.
I hated when he shoved a bunch of worms in his mouth and said a line.
Yeah. I hated it, too.
Jolly Ranchers, how do you guys feel about those?
I loved them as a kid at Skate Country in Tucson, Arizona, skating, roller skating my little heart out. And you could buy for a quarter, I think you could buy five. And I just would put them in my pocket and pop one in from time to time. It was great. But I haven't had one in years.
I'm like, I don't love them. I definitely feel like they contributed to a lot of like tooth decay.
Yeah.
They're so like when they get stuck in your tooth, yes, it's like it feels like it's going to rip out like
it's everything.
I hate that.
Yeah, Jolly Ranchers are created in Golden, Colorado, not far from where I live now.
Nice.
I think that when you enter the city, there's a big sign that says "Home of the Jolly Rancher."
That's cool.
I don't think that's true. I don't, but I saw it somewhere, so it must be.
It must. Like I bet it's true.
Anyway, one basketball player has done a commercial for them.
Nice.
Sitting out his first two seasons for Google.
Well, Joel Embiid.
For the season after we shot
He's
this
sitting next to a bunch of Jolly Ranchers.
Longer than a Jolly Rancher, Joel the Crusher Embiid.
He stepped on a cherry. Keep on sucking.
Keep on sucking is their tagline. Ugh. I mean,
was
this trying to be like a Space Jam thing? Like, it felt very much like Monstars.
I would watch that movie. Joel Embiid and a bunch of fruit have to save the world.
It wasn't great.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, of course, what has Shaquille O'Neal not done a commercial for? Is it candy? No. He's done commercials for candy.
Yeah. Let's see it.
Let's see it.
Shaq and Percy here for new Nestle Crunch with Caramel.
Oh, I remember this commercial.
Yeah, me too.
Caramel, can you spell?
Whatever you say, Shaquille.
Introducing Shaquille. Caramel, the perfect combination of crunchy chocolate.
Wait, who is the other guy? He's so familiar. Caramel,
for a taste that's way beyond.
His name is Percy.
Caramel.
He slapped Shaq.
Why be plain when you can be crunchy?
Okay, that does look really good.
I bet Shaq was like, you could slap me.
Yeah. I bet he's into it.
I remember they played this one many, many times.
Yeah, I think also there was like one summer where it was on TV nonstop.
Yeah.
So we like got sick of it.
Yeah, for sure.
So I got to ask, caramel or caramel?
I kind of interchange it because I don't think I had like a way that I said it before.
I say caramel.
I say caramel.
You say caramel?
I say caramel. No, I think I say caramel.
Caramel. Caramel.
Caramel.
Caramel.
Caramel.
Now I don't even caramel. Know.
See, I can't tell either. I really don't know. Caramel. Caramel.
Camel.
Caramel.
Caramelle.
Anyway, that's all I got, guys. That's our Yay! That's our candy content.
What's
candy.
The LaMelo one?
So in Mirren Fader's what do you call it?
Expose
profile. Expose. profile on LaMelo Ball before he got drafted. She talks about how he has a crazy sweet tooth and like goes to Krispy Kreme and is always eating Skittles, Reese's, Jolly Ranchers. And then on their flight, it was like a long flight across Australia. The attendants hand out Twix ice cream bars and he like freaked out over it.
Very cute.
Yeah. He was, you know, a baby at the time, but I think this probably is still true. He's still a baby.
Yeah, he is.
It's true.
All right. If you want to reach out to us, you can email us at hi@dunk.town or leave us a message on our cutie hotline 903-420-DUNK. All right. Well, that's it for this episode of Candy Dinner.
If you guys have candy content or, you know of a NBA player who loves a candy, or if you just want to talk about a candy in a different part of a world that we maybe don't know about, or different part of the country even, because yeah. there's lots
you
can, of...
You could send it to us and we'll eat it yeah. on the show.
That's oh, yeah. true.
You could give the address.
Oh, yeah. You can send it to us. Our mailbox address is 1920 Hillhurst Avenue, number 105, Los Angeles, California, 90027. Don't send us anything that's poisoned.
Yeah, but turn that mailbox into a piñata.
Oh, yeah.
We want candy.
Every time I open it up, I want candy to fly out at me.
All right. Well, thank you to all the cutie listeners for coming on this journey with us. As always, we love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dunktown Podcast. I am on Twitter at @echo_mint and on Instagram Agata Monica. Anastasia is on both as Anastasia Vigo. Check out our website. It's dunk.town. If you like the show, write us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It really helps us and we really appreciate it. We have t-shirts, stickers, and hoodies available for sale at dunk.town/store. Thank you to Andrea Tamingas for all of your design work. Thank you to Andrew Clotworthy for our original theme song. You can check out his Patreon at patreon.com/clotworthy.